This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Minister in the Ministry of Finance defends $600 million debt buyback as proactive move to fund key projects. The Barbados Water Reuse Act implemented to ease pressure on water resources. The Barbados Agricultural Society launches AgriFest 2025. Jamaica's Prime Minister announces a new policy geared towards economic growth. And Polish Prime Minister warns of serious global conflict risk amid the escalation of the Ukraine-Russia war. Good afternoon, I'm Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, has clarified the government's proactive move to managing Barbados' domestic debt. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, Mr. Strawn explained that the $600 million buyback deal is a strategic move to reduce interest payments and fund critical national projects, including addressing the South Coast sewage plant. He outlined that without action, Barbados would have paid $300 million in interest over the next 15 years, but instead the government struck a deal with the IDB, Green Climate Fund, and the European Investment Bank to restructure the debt. He emphasized that this approach will better manage water resources and contribute to food security while delivering long-awaited infrastructure.
As people go about their ordinary business in relation to financial management, you have to be proactive in order to get the best possible deal. And therefore, we have sought an arrangement where, if we did nothing now, for the next 15 years or so, there is approximately $300 million in interest that we would be paying on our existing debt. And therefore, to address the South Coast sewage plant, but greater to tertiary, we have struck a deal that allows us to use the money that we would have paid that $300 million in interest to actually finance the construction of the plant, as well as the PV installation with batteries, as well as the pipe that will go up to River Plantation in St. Philip, to use that $300 million in interest that we would have paid if we did nothing, restructure or reprofile the existing debt, as we've done with this swap, in exchange for some commitments that we've made in relation to the climate, which is really to make sure we can better enhance the management of our water resources.
Mr. Strawn outlined the plan to upgrade the South Coast sewage plant without increasing the overall debt burden on taxpayers.
The resources that are being sourced from the Green Climate Fund as well as the IDB are highly concessional in relation to this type of project. We are getting a $40 million grant from the GCF, and grant for the purpose of the discussion is effectively a loan that you don't pay back. So there's no interest, there's no principal repayment. That is the structure of a grant. So it's effectively free money, but of course it's tied to conditions in relation to this. We're also getting $30 million from the GCF, highly concessional loan, and the remainder from the IDB, again, as a highly concessional loan. Those monies will be used to construct the South Coast sewage plant. If we did nothing, the plant still has to be constructed, and therefore the country would have to borrow outright, which means increasing the debt in order to construct the plant. An increase because of the fact that you have to finance the construction of the plant. But at the end of this process, there will be no net increase in relation to the cost to taxpayers.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. The 2 million gallons of wastewater currently running through the South Coast sewage plant daily will soon be reused by farmers across the island, especially those in the Gibbons Bogs farming district. The move promises to bring major relief to the agricultural industry and also to take severe pressure off the island's potable water resources. CEO of the state-owned Barbados Agricultural Development and Marketing Corporation, BADMC, Frederick Innes, says that over 10,000 acres of farmland will benefit from the Water Reuse Act at a time when farmers are in need.
This is a game changer for agriculture. The capacity that this brings to lands that are very often underserved in terms of access to water is going to be enormous. The estimate is that there are approximately 10,000 acres along this pipeline or in the Gibbons Bogs area that will be impacted. And when you consider that much of that is already just rain fed, so we only get real significant production from those areas during the latter part of the year, and then you're contesting with too much water in many cases, I think it is just a question of how can we improve the lot of those farmers, and this, I believe, is one of those significant impacts.
Officials were speaking this morning at a press conference to inform Barbadians about the rollout of the Water Reuse Act, first tabled in May 24th last year to address issues of water security. Then members of the public were unclear and concerned that the water reuse would not be safe. However, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George reiterated the act's purpose.
The Water Reuse Act 2023 is expected to assist in the reduction in the local demand and use of potable water for irrigation, the washing down of roads, buildings, and the replenishment of aquifers by farmers, hoteliers, and business people who will be licensed to provide reused water in a safe and environmentally sustainable manner.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados Agricultural Society launched the 19th edition of its annual agricultural exhibition, AgroFest. The 2025 showcase will take place in February next year under the theme, Saving the Future Through Agriculture. Speaking during the launch at the Radisson Aquatica this morning, BAS Chief Executive Officer James Paul said they are expecting greater numbers this year. He said patrons will be able to purchase tickets online from as early as next month.
Well, we have had some challenges this year. We think that based on what we're going to do next year, we are going to attract a lot more. I will tell you something else. You know, every year we had the thing is that we used to put out our tickets in February. This year, we're seeing something new. As a matter of fact, I will tell you that from 1st of December or before, we are going to have our tickets out. So you can actually go online and purchase your AgroFest tickets. You don't have to wait. We're going to have those tickets out online that you can available to purchase.
BAS Chief Executive Officer James Paul. Jamaica's Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness has outlined a comprehensive strategy aimed at transitioning Jamaica towards robust and inclusive economic growth. The new policy statement comes after a decade of economic stabilization and represents the government's focus on pursuing growth that creates tangible benefits for all Jamaicans. And finally, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says the threat of global conflict is serious and real with the Ukraine-Russia war entering a decisive phase. The Kremlin says that a strike on Ukraine using a newly developed hypersonic ballistic missile was designed to warn the West that Moscow will respond to their reckless decisions. Recapping the headlines, Minister and the Minister of Finance defend $600 million debt buyback as a proactive move to fund key projects. The Barbados Water Reuse Act fully implemented to ease pressure on water resources. The Barbados Agricultural Society launches AgroFest 2025. Jamaica's Prime Minister announces a new policy geared towards economic growth, and the Polish Prime Minister warns of serious global conflict risk amid the escalation of the Ukraine-Russia war. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.